Eyes on the Game hits the air with the biggest guests. MMA and boxing news, interviews from the red carpet, and exclusive stories from the hottest insider in sports. Vegas-born Helen Yee. Follow her on social media at Helen Yee Sports. This is Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee on Sports 920 The Game.
He's a happy Friday, or should I say Fri-yay, or French Friday. Hot jokes, food jokes.
Didn't have the rim shot really ready for you, sorry.
What?
Didn't have that rim shot ready for you, sorry about that.
It is
all
good.
Didn't know you were going to do such a great joke.
A lot happened today. Well, it looks like right now, Sean Porter, he does fight tomorrow, fights Ugas, and it looks like he may miss weight. It doesn't look like with those 2 hours he was able to cut 2 pounds, which means he could lose his WBC title. Don't you think that's the worst way to lose a title, right? By missing weight.
Absolutely.
Not even by...
unless you get knocked out in like 2.1 seconds, but...
True.
I mean, but even then, at least you showed up, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's like you show up, but you miss weight. Like, so if you lose your title, it's because it's like your fault. Like something you could have controlled.
Exactly.
1,000,000%. If someone knocks you out, it's like you couldn't really control or you didn't do a good job controlling it, right? But this one, it's like before the fight, you mess up.
Yeah, that's not so good.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens there. But some kind of breaking news yesterday, which I did break the news because I heard it from the source himself. I don't reveal my sources. I'm just going to say that. People always ask me, who's your source? Who's your source? Let me just tell you, I know a few things. Just trust me. So someone... You know, so the source had me break the news, told me that Pauly Malignaggi was signing with Bare Knuckle FC. I guess the thing I wasn't supposed to say was that they're trying to have him fight Connor's like training partner, Artem Lobov. If Artem were to win on his debut April 6th, then that would be the only reason why Pauly fights him. I'm sorry I accidentally tweeted that out. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. But it is all good now. If Artem does win, he will fight Pauly Malignaggi. And Pauly did sign that deal with them. So congratulations to Pauly. And yes, so I did break that news. So shout out also to a lot of like the MMA media members and people who really had my back and credited the source, which was me.
I noticed that real quick. I was pretty cool. I saw that on Twitter, and I also see negative things. So that was cool. I noticed a couple different tweets from some pretty key people that, you know, made sure like, hey,
yes.
Well, hey, that's, you know, Helen's the one that broke that story.
Yeah,
I appreciate you. Stuff like that.
Yeah, because literally like, and off the air, Ari, I'll tell you who the source is.
All right.
But, you know, on the air, I'm sorry, I can't tell you who the source is. You know, we got to keep some things under wraps, right? But, they were initially not even going to make that announcement yesterday. Or not right away. Yeah. And then when I broke it, and then, yeah. So, but... we'll see how things unfold. Like I said, when I get more news that I'm allowed to talk about, because I do respect my sources, I'll talk about it. But hey, let's see. Who knows if Conor McGregor and Pauly, if that fight finally happens. It looks like a lot of things are in works. And tomorrow, I do... know that it is UFC Wichita in Kansas. Sounds like so much fun in Kansas, right?
No. I couldn't tell if you're being sarcastic or not. I'm sure the event would be fun. I'm just not a big Kansas guy.
Yeah, so Kansas, it is Derek Lewis versus Junior Dos Santos. I did air my interview with Derek Lewis before. He does fight former UFC champion Junior Dos Santos, and that is on ESPN Plus app. So it's not on ESPN. It's on the Plus app, which works pretty well. You know, I've downloaded that. Yeah. Have you tried that app?
Oh, no, not yet.
No. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, yeah, Derek Lewis, he's coming off that title shot with Daniel Cormier, got submitted in the second round. So I did go to Houston, and I interviewed him. I interviewed his coach, Bob Perez. Shout out to Bob Perez at Main Street Boxing and Muay Thai. And later on, after the commercial break, I will play that interview with Bob Perez. He has a really cool office, too. It kind of inspired me to where when I buy my first place and I have, you know, a woman cave, right, that I can really just put whatever I want. You know, like it
a
made
she
me.
Shed.
A what?
A she shed, they call it in that one commercial.
They call it a she shed?
I don't know. There's some commercial where she's saying something about her she shed. You never caught that one?
No, but that does sound pretty cool. Yeah, a she shed. So, yeah, I would, I feel like now I have more inspiration. Like, okay, I want to hang up all my sports stuff here and there. And that will be on lvsportsnetwork.com if you want to check out the cool little tour of his office. And I know on air or when you're listening to this, you're probably thinking, how is that exciting, right? Like, what? How is an office exciting? But when you see Bob Perez's office, you're like, whoa. Like, it makes everyone want to have an office.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, just like some people know how to decorate and design things.
Inspiring.
Exactly. And a lot of memorabilia. So, again, all that on lvsportsnetwork.com, but I will be playing his interview as well as the Houston Texans DJ Reader defensive tackle. He does tell me a funny story about JJ Watt, though, a locker room story. Yeah, so that I will also play later on in the show. And then tomorrow is the Lights game. Their season opener. You are wearing the white shirt.
I am,
Ari.
Just by coincidence, actually. But yeah, that is tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought you were trying to support.
I guess I should have went with that. Yeah, I'm here supporting the team.
Yeah, so shout out to the Lights. So tomorrow is their season opener. So I will be there as well. And you can catch all the post-game coverage on lvsportsnetwork.com. And I did interview them earlier in the week, Brett Lashbrook, Eric Winalda, and all that is on the website. And then Golden Knights, I believe they're out of town, right?
Correct.
For a week. Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
And yeah, then next week is March Madness. Wow, a lot going on.
Crazy.
Yeah, I feel like once it's March, that's when everything starts happening, right?
Yeah,
or not happening. I'm not saying it was ever slow, but I'm just saying like a lot, like baseball season's around the corner.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and it's different now too with all these extra. I mean, a couple years ago, this wasn't the case. It was a little more. This was kind of like the downtime, and then yeah, once you know March or April shows up, then it. But now it's straight through with hockey and everything else going, and
the playoffs
nonstop.
Soon.
Yeah, you don't really get much of a rest.
Imagine, and then it's almost the WNBA.
Yeah.
Imagine when we get the NBA here and the Raiders are coming.
Yeah. We're going to be busy.
Yes. But busy is good.
Yes.
So, and I'm grateful. I love my hometown. But yeah, so like I said, going to head to a quick break. When I get back, you have to hear this interview with Bob Perez. And because he kind of sends a message to Alex Bregman of the Astros. And you won't believe what he told me, what Alex told him. So you can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. And you're listening to Eyes on the Game.
The biggest guests and the best foodie joints.
And the best foodie joints.
It's Eyes on the Game.
It's Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee.
With Helen Yee on Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on? Welcome back. before I throw to this interview with Coach Bob Perez, who is the head coach of Derek Lewis, UFC heavyweight, recently fought for the title not long ago. He lives in Houston, Texas, and huge fan of the Texans, which later on I will have my interview with DJ Reader. But before I get to this interview, Mark Stone, it was announced today that Mark Stone is signed to an 8-year contract extension with the Golden Knights through the 2026-27 season, which is worth an average annual value of $9.5 million.
Ooh, worth every penny, I think. Yeah. We're like 5-0 right now, and he hasn't even scored a goal, which isn't, I mean, there's more to it. He is very valuable and stuff, but I'm just saying, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he was just acquired not long ago, on the 25th of February, along with Tobias Lindberg, and that was from the Ottawa Senators in exchange for Golden Knights forward Oscar Lindberg, prospect Eric Brandstrom, and a 2020 second round draft pick, which originally was belonging to Dallas. So Stone is only 26. He's younger than me, which is crazy.
I didn't know that.
He don't look 26.
No, he didn't play like it. They say he's one of the best players. He's now the best Golden Knight and stuff like that. I mean, I think it's the team itself collectively with him in it is what makes it. But yeah, it's a pretty positive outcome so far. I haven't heard like one negative thing about this or seen one negative thing, I should
Same.
Say.
Same. I mean, it's awesome. It's like they're back in the misfits days.
Yeah, the energy's there. I mean, at T-Mobile, too, if you've been there, it's God, every game since he started. It is coming closer to playoffs anyway, so that makes sense. But every game since he's been there, a home game I've been at, is just like it has that playoff energy. If you remember from last year, there's a threshold, you know, like once the regular season ended and we made the playoffs, it was so loud and so just awesome. So continue that momentum, hopefully into the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so here is my interview with Bob Perez. Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game, and I'm here in Houston, Texas, being joined by the one and only Mr. Coach Bob Perez. Now, a bit of change in scenery last time we did speak over the phone. And typically, I do see you and Derek down in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Now we're here in Texas. Mm-hmm. But in your awesome office, a lot of cool stuff going on here. First off, how's it going?
Everything's going great. Kind of ending Derek's camp at this point, or coming to an end. He's looking great, and we're just really excited to get to Wichita and have him fight JDS.
Yes, and before I get to talk to you about his camp and fighting JDS, I have to say, though, looking around in your office, mm-hmm. I did see a replica Houston Astros ring, and I do know you're a big Astros fan from last time that we spoke, so what's going on about that?
I grew up playing baseball, played to like a high school level, tried playing at the collegiate level, didn't happen, but Astros fan since I was about 5. And one of my students gave me the replica ring, David Navarro. He gave that to me for a Christmas present. And now that we're talking about that, Alex Bregman, I heard through the grapevine you wanted to get some sessions in with me. You're a big MMA fan. You need to hit me up, man. I know the season's starting, but as soon as you're done, you need to hit me up.
Where can he hit you up?
Just hit me up on my Instagram, at Crew Bob Perez.
And you'll kind of take it easier on him, right? Because I saw you training Derek today.
Dude, no. I think he's like a diehard fan. Yeah. And honestly, I think if his baseball wasn't going on, he just looks like he'd be a fighter. So I'm going to go hard on him. He just looks like a gamer. He looks like a gamer, absolutely.
Yeah, well, hopefully he does reach out. But like I said, about the JDS fight and Derek, that is coming up March 9th in Wichita, Kansas. How did this fight come about?
You know, so Derek obviously fought DC November. Holidays, he needed time off, you know, and they made other offers for him. Stipe came up, I think it was in January. Kane came up, but he just needed a little more time to get his head right and relax. He fought, you know, 4 times in 8 months, you know, so in 2018. So he just needed time to decompress and be with his family. And then you know, we just got a call, and that's how it usually happens. You know, and we never say no to a fighter. You know, it's never an opponent that we turn down. It's more timing than anything. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for JDS, you know, former champ. I'm like, man, let's do it. You know, Derek will fight him for sure.
Now, I did ask Derek what he thought about JDS and in terms of where he would rank, kind of, you know, because he's fought tough guys, you know, like Francis to Alex Roy Nelson and, of course, DC. And Derek told me that he thinks he's one of the weakest. What do you think?
You know, it's weird. Me as a coach, yeah. My job is to analyze and look at strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, I think, you know, he was champion for a reason. You know, he's a stud. He's got great boxing. You know, he's battle tested and he's proven. But with Derek, and I think I've told you this in the past, like Derek never worries about an opponent. And it's not that he's being disrespectful or anything. He just really believes in himself. So, you know, Derek beats Derek, you know? So, like, I mean, I'm kind of surprised he said that, but I'm not surprised that he said that at the same time. And it's not disrespect that he means. It's just like, I really think he believes in himself. And, honestly, it's like I said, it's Derek, you know, fighting Derek. It's not Derek fighting JDS or Francis or DC or, you know, he's his biggest opponent, I think.
But do you think that JDS still poses the same threats as he did when he was champion?
I honestly, and it's no disrespect intended, I personally think that this is Derek's time. And, you know, JDS is obviously still super dangerous, but we all age and, you know, stuff happens. You kind of lose a step. I've studied his last few performances or last few fights. And, you know, when you look back when he fought Stipe the first time or Kane, I mean, and he's still a beast, don't get me wrong. But I definitely think he's not what he was. But once again, still extremely dangerous.
What do you think about him stopping Ty?
You know, man, I thought Ty was definitely getting the better of that fight. And you know, Junior caught him with a right hand, dropped him, and then it went from there. I think, you know, Ty's a stud, you know, but I think because of maybe his lack of prowess on the ground, Junior was able to get full mount and pound him out. But I think up until that point, you know, Ty was definitely winning that fight.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And also you mentioned that Junior does have good stand-up. Obviously, we've all seen Derek knock a lot of people out. Right. But where do you think they match up, you know, boxing-wise?
You know, like most people that Derek fights, you know, they're going to have probably a little more finesse or technique when they strike. Junior has very clean boxing, and I think I know what he's looking to catch Derek with. I won't say it obviously, but you know, we've been focusing on that in this camp. But power wise, I mean, to me, there's no comparison. I mean, these are both big monsters, and one shot can do it to anybody. You know, to me, no matter how good or how bad a fighter is, especially a heavyweight, it's a coin toss. You know, just kind of hold my breath, you know. But I think, you know, power-wise, Derek touches him one time, and Junior's going to be in trouble.
And when I did speak to Derek earlier, he said that one big thing you guys worked on in this camp, and I'm not sure if you guys do it like every camp, mm-hmm. A lot of it mental preparation and focusing on that. And we kind of did see that, you know, in the Volkov fight, and for him to, you know, come back in the third round, 11 seconds left. So can you kind of elaborate on, you know, the mental training?
Well, I mean, honestly, we kind of always do it. You know, I believe in Derek 100%. Derek definitely, you know, believes in Derek 100%, and he's never out of a fight. But, you know, I'm getting kind of tired of waiting, you know, to the end of the fight for him to knock somebody out. So I really like my fighters to, like, have a, like, positive mental attitude in regards to, like, envisioning how they're going to win, picturing how they're going to win, picturing their hand getting raised. To me, that does translate. You know, you can make that a reality. So I'm just trying to keep him positive, focus on all of his good attributes, Derek's attributes, and really capitalizing on those and not really worrying about, anything other than the good stuff he's going to do in the fight.
Yes, absolutely. And also, he is coming off the DC fight. Mm-hmm. I do know that was on 2 or 3 week notice. Mm-hmm. Very short turnaround after the Volkov fight. But what do you think he took away from that fight that he could kind of, you know, bring into this one?
Well, I think, you know, for me as a coach, it was a win-win. You know, you fight somebody like DC, one of the greatest ever, on a few weeks' notice, Madison Square Garden, heavyweight, UFC title, you can't lose, you know? But I think what Derek realized, even though he obviously got caught, I think he realized, man, you know, I can be in there with the best, and, you know, I made a mistake. But other than that, like, I think he learned, dude, I belong at the highest level of the game, because, you know, he came out unscathed. Like I said, he got caught, but I think he realized, you know what, this is where I should be. He can say, I don't want the belt, all, you know, all he wants or whatever, but that's where he belongs, you know, and I hope that's the takeaway that came away from that.
Yeah, and definitely, if he does get a win over JDS, definitely back in that title picture. But as a coach, what was that moment like for you?
You know, every fight, honestly, for Derek leading up to the DC fight, backstage, I'm pretty much like dry heaving, almost like vomiting, because I get so worked up and I'm so nervous for my friend and my fighter. I mean, people can die in there, you know, and I think people forget about that. And so it's not the crowd or anything like that, but it's really the fighter's health on both parts. I don't want, you know, anybody like maimed or hurt. So the fighter's health, and then also what's at stake. So like the Volkov fight, I knew that, you know, if we won that one, we were probably going to get the shot. So I was a nervous wreck. So all that being said, when we got to Madison Square Garden, dude, I wasn't nervous at all, at all. It was kind of like, as cliche as it sounds, I'm just happy to be here. I was so excited. It was already a win in my book. So I wanted to enjoy that experience, because we may never get that again. So I just tried to soak it all in.
Would you say that was one of the best moments in your coaching career?
That is absolutely the best moment in my coaching career. And like I said, win or lose is irrelevant to me. Of course, we want to win, but it's just, I mean, he's a part of history, you know, and I'm a part of that with him. The team is, and, you know, there aren't very many people that can say that they've, you know, had that opportunity to do that.
And like you said, at the historic Madison Square Garden.
Absolutely. You know, you're in the locker room and like, man, Elvis could have like changed in here. The Beatles, the Stones, you know, Ali, you know, so you feel the old ghosts in there. You feel the history in there. And I mean, we've obviously fought in these amazing new, like T-Mobile, like these beautiful arenas, and in Madison Square Garden, it's definitely a bit antiquated, but like, I love that place, man. You feel the history.
Yeah, and the energy, no doubt. But the aftermath of that and the Volkov fight, obviously everyone knows he has a great Instagram account, kind of PG-13, right, almost rated R. But as far as like his post-fight speeches and stuff, like, are you aware of any of that in terms of, you know, do you go over it with him?
No, not at all. In fact, Derek probably knows, like, that I shouldn't tell Bob anything, you know. If you look at me, like, from the Ronda comment to, I mean, just all the comments, like, you can just kind of see me kind of put my head down, because I'm not quite sure how to react. I'm kind of an old school coach that way, and just kind of fight and let's go home. But he is who he is, and I think that's why people love him. I love him, because, like, he just says whatever he wants. My balls was hot was the greatest thing he could have ever said. And honestly, that's probably a big reason he was able to get that DC fight so quickly, because he was very hot at that moment. But yeah, after the fight, you know, he hands me the shorts, and I'm like, what the F are you doing? And he's like, just hold these. And I'm like, why? And he's like, I'm going to throw them to the crowd. And I'm like, dude, nobody wants that, you know, blood on them and sweat and, you know, Derek Lewis DNA. I'm like, nobody wants that, man. And he's like, watch. But I don't think he premeditates what he's going to say. I just know he's going to say something, you know.
But did it surprise you?
It absolutely did. You know, I was just in shock. And it's a lot of times hard to hear, you know, what he's saying in the octagon. but I heard that loud and clear. And my wife was like, afterwards, she's like, what's wrong with Derek's balls? You know, she messaged me. I'm like, he's fine. They were hot. But yeah, he just, it's Derek. And, you know, as a coach, I want people to remember Derek or really like Derek or respect Derek for the way he fights and finishes people and just gives it his all. And I don't, just like I said, as a coach, I don't want to see all the crazy comments in social media like overshadow his ability to fight. But at the end of the day, it's a business and it is what it is.
Kind of like a good balance of both,
right? I would like, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, Derek's a nut. He's a crazy, funny guy, you know, but the dude could fight, you know, and that's, I want people to always look back at any of my fighters, you know, fondly, like, you know, win or lose, like that guy was game. He came to fight.
And lastly, like I mentioned, if he does beat JDS, I'm pretty sure they will be giving him a title shot, or he's right there again, currently ranked number 3. So who would you like to see him fight next after Junior?
Well, is he number 3? Because he was 2, so he got bumped.
Francis Scott bumped back up.
Yeah, well, so I think it, you know, if Stipe and DC rematch, I'm totally cool with that. You know, I think Stipe deserves, you know, that much. He was a great champion. But if DC were to vacate for whatever reason, I personally think it should be, if we get past Junior, it should be Derek and Stipe that fight. Now, if he's got to fight, I mean, he'll fight whoever, you know, but just me as a coach, I'd like him to see fight Stipe.
And no use in fighting Francis again, right?
I don't see the point in Stipe fighting Francis again at this point, or Derek fighting, you know. They haven't fought each other. They've both beaten Francis. Whether it was boring or whatever the hell people want to say, it's irrelevant. We got the W. Stipe and Derek have not fought yet. And I think fans would probably want to see that. I want to see that.
Yeah, now that you say that, I want to see it too. And like I said, so this morning we were at your gym, Main Street Boxing and Muay Thai. So for the fans and all the listeners tuning in, where can they get more information on your gym?
At Main Street Boxing and Muay Thai. And you can also look me up on Instagram, at Crew Bob Perez. Message me, hit me up if you have any questions.
Welcome back to Eyes on the Game.
Welcome back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee.
On Sports 920, The Game.
What's up? Happy Friday. What's your Friday plans? Tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. But let's start off with Ari. Not to call you out or
you
anything.
You did, though. I was like, is she asking me? Or I didn't know it was Twitter. I don't even know yet. I had a couple things that kind of fell through tonight, so we'll see. I have a lot to do, so... Nothing exciting. So
okay.
Move on from that. I got hockey tomorrow, though.
Yes, but tomorrow they are out of town.
Correct. Vancouver.
Vancouver. Chilly.
Right.
Or at least it sounds chilly. I've been to Vancouver before.
Yeah, I'm sure it's chilly.
Yeah, so they play the Canucks 7 p.m. Pacific time. You could tune in to... Do the guys do the post-game show?
Yeah. Pre-game and post-game on Fox 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. And lvsportsnetwork.com. It's a 6:30 pregame for the 7 p.m. And then, yeah, we do the intermissions, the postgame. I'll be at Parkway Tavern in Henderson.
Awesome.
Enjoying some good food.
Check it out. Yeah, but here is my interview. Sorry, it's not the best intro, but my interview with DJ Reader, Houston Texans defensive tackle. Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at Main Street Boxing and Muay Thai. But guess who I found? The defensive tackle for the Houston Texans, Mr. DJ Reader. Now, first off, what brings you here to the gym?
I came out here to hang out with the Schmo and Derek Lewis just to see what they're doing, kick it around a little bit.
Yeah, I got a chance to witness some of your boxing skills, but more importantly, how did it feel?
It felt good. You know, my boxing skills, I got to brush up on those for sure. But, it was good. Good to get out here and have some fun. Got a little sweat going. Sweated a lot more. I thought I was going to sweat earlier, but hard.
Now, do you think that boxing can be kind of an integral part of your training leading into the next season?
Yeah, for sure. It's good cardio. I'll definitely come out here and try to incorporate some more in it. I like this gym. It's got like the dungeon feel to it, so it's fun to come in here.
Now, speaking of the season, obviously the Super Bowl was just a few weeks ago. What did you make of that Super Bowl?
two teams played a good game. People thought it was boring. I played defense, so I thought it was a good defensive game.
Yeah.
But I think two teams went out there and showed why they deserve to be there. And everybody else around the league, we got to catch up. You know, we got to work our butt off to get there.
Now, what do you think of Tom Brady, though?
I think he's a good player. You know, he's amazing. Actually, not going to disrespect him by saying he's good. He's an amazing player. You know, he's the best to ever do it, arguably in this game and for sure his position. Mm-hmm. So you got to give him all the respect in the world, and he holds it by you got to come beat him. You like that about him.
Yeah. And also, though, speaking of the Texans, you guys had quite the season. What was your thoughts on, you know, what you guys did this past season?
We put a good stepping stool to keep growing on. And I think that's really good for us. But we know we got to keep going every year. So I think we showed what we could do. And if we was consistent, what we can do, we just got to take that step forward for sure.
Now, what do you guys hope to bring into next season and kind of take away as far as experiences?
I think just bring in the same attitude we came in towards the end of the season, or in the middle of the season. Like, we got to press forward and not fall behind eight ball. Because we see what we can do with a real special team, and we just got to know that we got to come in next season working harder than ever.
And what about your relationship with J.J. Watt, though? I know you guys are pretty good friends, right?
Yeah, we're pretty cool. Everybody always asks. Our lockers are, right beside each other. So, we're real cool. He's a cool guy. I'm grateful to have, a guy like that in our life, my life and just in my locker room.
Now, in the off season, though, do you guys hang out a lot? Or what's kind of the off season like for you?
Yeah, I see him at workouts and then hang out a little bit. And then he's traveling. He's traveling a lot. You know, he's got a lot of things to do in my off season. Both of everybody's kind of busy in the offseason doing things. So we get up, we talk, still text, shoot text back and forth.
Yeah. Now, what do you do during your offseason?
Work out and just try to spend most of my time staying out of the way. Yeah. Going to do some work, some charity work, eventful work. But, usually I'm trying to stay out the way because it's a lot of spare time. And I feel like you can spend it doing crazy, just being ridiculous.
That's true.
I'm from Las Vegas, ooh, and we are getting the Raiders. Yeah. They're relocating there. What are your thoughts?
It's going to be fun. It's going to bring a lot of people in Vegas. Everybody in Vegas is excited about it. They got a lot of fans out there, so I think it's going to be good. And, you know, new places, new opportunity for the whole team and new for the organization, so hopefully it works out good for them.
Yeah. How do you think we'll do, or the Raiders will do, in the picks?
I don't know. They had some complications last year. First year coach getting rid of some people, doing some things, making some changes. So you don't know what they're thinking right now, how they're trying to restructure things. And, you know, I hope for their sake it's the best picks that they can make.
Well, with the new stadium, would you like to play there?
Yeah, I love to go out there. You know, as long as it's not too early in the summer. Yeah, we go out there in September. It's hot in Vegas in September. So that's hopefully we go out there, a little bit later in the season if we got to go out there and it's not as hot.
And what do you think with the draft and everything coming up, what are your thoughts, and also with Kyler Murray?
I'm proud of that kid for doing what he wants to do. You know, at the end of the day, everybody can say, this is your decision, that's your decision. It's a tough decision to make. He loves the sport. He wants to do that, so that's what he's going to do. And proud of him for standing his ground on that. I want to wish good luck to all the kids, going through this process. It's a stressful process. And just remember, it's not the end-all, be-all. If you don't get drafted, wherever you get drafted, when you show up to that camp, everybody's even. So you just make the best of your opportunity.
Yeah, that is great advice. Do you still remember that day?
Yeah. Every time, stressed out over nothing. You just don't know what you don't know. And that's what I guess my parents used to tell me that when I was younger and then I got older. And that moment defined it for me, I stressed out for no reason, because when it happened, I was just excited. So no matter when it would have happened, I was excited. So it was just it's crazy.
What was it like to get that phone call?
It was crazy. It's just emotional. You just know all your work that you've been working on since you were a kid finally has paid off to some capacity. It's not the end. You got to keep working. But you're dang, I said I would have gone when I was six. Yeah. And I made it.
Congratulations. Yeah. Very well deserved. Did you cry, though?
No, I don't think I cried. Because I was getting, super irritated with just watching the draft. Not, I watched it for 3 days. Even though I didn't know, I knew I wasn't going the first day, I watched it for 3 days straight. It's just, it's nerve-wracking.
True.
So, I didn't, cry, but I was just ready. And my mom went to Texas Roadhouse. ate some good food.
Yeah. He's still dreaming about the barbecue I had yesterday, which was really good.
Nice. Where'd you go?
I forgot the name, but it was really good. Yeah.
Probably. All right. I got some good barbecue. I like it.
Yeah, I'll figure that out. And but someone did tell me, though, around the grapevine that, do you believe in dinosaurs? I just have to ask.
No.
No?
No.
Why that theory?
I can't keep going back to this. I just, man, leave it at that. I just don't believe. I don't bring up why I don't believe. But you know,
it's just some beliefs.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy like people think, but like I just got my own theory on it.
Got it. Hey, I respect that. You want to keep it private. And then also some news that is back kind of in the headlines, Colin Kaepernick. What do you make of his whole situation?
I felt like he made a sacrifice for something that he believed in. Yeah. And you know, it's good. It worked out for a lot of people. You know, it's a thing, an issue that a lot of people deal with. And I think, you know, sometimes you're in a position to make a difference in those types of situations. I felt like he did.
Now, who do you think will pick him up or sign him?
I don't know. He's been out of football a little bit, but I don't know. I feel like he can still play, still athletic, still probably throw it around. So somebody's going to take a chance on him, hopefully. You know, hopefully, because he was a good quarterback when he kind of got out. And you don't know what happened. You don't know how those talks go, but you hope that somebody would sign him.
True. And then also, what's the best advice that J.J. Watt has ever given you?
I think that quote that he said, and I don't know if that's not like – that's. I don't think that's his personal quote, but he basically like said like success is like – it's not given. It's earned every single day, like every day. So you got to clock in every day and work your ass off to get what you want to get. And I think that's the biggest thing he gave me. Like, just talking to me about it over and over and over. As a kid, like, my rookie year, I didn't get it. Second year, kind of got it. Like, now it's kind of like what he says makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And what's it like having him as a teammate and friend?
It's good. You know, it's easy when a person in your room who is the best or gets paid the most money is the hardest worker also. Yeah. So you always get a true leader by example, because he's not going to ever give you a little BS effort. Like, he's always going to go hard. And that's good. As a friend, whether you think he's right or not, as a friend, as a leader in the room, and you need that from your leader in the room especially.
Absolutely. And any fun locker room stories or stories in general?
He got a lot of funny stories. JJ falls a lot. Like, so he.
What do you mean? Like, he trips?
Like, yeah, because he works hard. So, like, he trips, and it's just – there's something about seeing, like, he's like 6'6", 280, and it's always like a slow fall and then a quick get up. And he's like, all right, I'm all right. But, like, he's funny.
So you guys just watch him fall?
Yeah, like,
no one's like.
No, we'll be at, like, practice something, he'll trip and fall. Yeah. And it's like a drawn out fall before it hits the ground. And he's got some, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, we got some funny stories, but, like, off the top of the head, like, he just does funny things, yeah. Like all of us pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, and as long as those falls, they don't cause injuries.
Yeah, no, they're just like common falls. They're like little kid falls.
So do you guys give him like a nickname for falling so often?
I fall a lot too, so. Okay. Yeah. So
does he give you a...
Yeah, everybody kind of gives each other a little crap about it. Just I fall all the time. It's bad.
Oh,
bad.
No.
Like, I might either walk outside, trip, like fall.
Vitamin D?
Nah, luckily, like, you know, I'm big. I got a little bit of buffer. So, you know what I'm saying? When I fall, I just bounce off. I'm good. We're good.
Yeah, like bumper guards.
Yeah, we got like bumper guards. We're straight.
Yes. And lastly, what would you like to say to the DJ Reader fans and the Houston Texans fans?
Appreciate you guys. Appreciate y'all doing everything. Y'all do a lot for us. You don't know the energy that we rebuild off y'all. And we just really love y'all and like glad to have y'all as our fans.
And also, what do you think about the Clemson defensive line and where they could go?
Those guys are special. Those four guys coming out right now are really special. And, you know, I think they all got potential to go first round. I think they all really, really good players. And the guys they left behind are even better. Like, so it's crazy. But those guys that they got coming out now, they got four good, really, really good defensive linemen. I would like to see, you know, those are my brothers. I like to see them go first round, see them go early and get to a successful position.
Yeah. Do you think any of them could get signed by the Raiders?
Maybe. Depends on what they're looking for. You know, they got all defensive linemen, so if that's a need, you know, they got guys that play all positions, so help maybe.
So, Ari.
So, Helen.
I already asked you, though, but what you're doing this weekend.
So, yeah, I have the games tomorrow and Sunday, and tonight. I am not sure. Like, I really should be responsible and get my stuff done. I still haven't got my taxes done.
You know what?
Which is...
Sad, yeah, there
really not that hard.
Quite a few people that I know have been stressing about taxes. I told my friends, I said, you're not the only one stressing about taxes. I have never heard anyone say, oh, I love doing my taxes. I cannot wait.
Or like, yeah, I got them. Oh, I've had them done for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I never heard that either. I mean, maybe my dad, just because he's on top of things like that.
Yeah, not us. But, yeah, that's about it, though. I have, like, so I should probably be an adult and get some stuff done, and I'll find a little time to relax. I kind of have, like, a tentative date, which to me means I don't have a date. So we'll
see. When are
they
due?
We'll see how that goes. Taxes. I meant tonight. I have a tentative date tonight.
Oh, wait. Date?
Yeah. I don't think it's happening, but yeah.
Why?
Because it's tentative, first of all. Have you ever, Helen, when's the last time you went out with someone where you were like, yeah, you know what? I might be free. I might go out with you.
Wait, was it saying it's free or her?
No, it's her. Our schedules haven't been in, and you know, it was like, what about Friday? And I might be off. And it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, if I feel up to it after I'm done working, That's a no. I'm not mad at
you
her.
Said
I'm just
that
saying.
Or her?
No, she said that. So to me, that's a no, and that's okay. But it's just like,
I mean,
I'm gonna make other plans because I already know how this story ends. Basically, what I'm saying.
You know what? Then she's missing out. As
damn
cliche
straight,
as that,
huh?
As cliche as that sounds. I mean, I'm not saying my shows. You know, like what's those shows? The Drew Pinsky or what's those like love dating shows,
yeah,
right?
Dating advice?
Yeah.
With Helen Yee?
I'm not saying I'm good at dating advice, but I will say that some of those cliche comments, you know, they do have some facts
to
them.
That's true. Yeah, I agree. And what better advice to get than from a lady? I mean, keep it real, so.
Yeah, no,
so
I.
Screw that. I'm out now. We'll see. We'll see. It'll be a fun night.
Yeah,
anyway.
No. And what I've learned, I mean, like I said, I don't know how much we're allowed to talk about dating stuff, right? But. Hey. I've learned that you never wait around for somebody. So if they don't, and how my mentality works is if they don't got time for me, bye.
That's right. Make
see
some time.
Ya.
I'm special.
See ya. Yeah. It's like, who are you next? Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Or maybe I'm just kind of too.
No, that's how you do it. With everything in life, I think. I mean, I'm not a shining example of that, but. Really, like if there's a job opportunity and they're kind of toying you around, you know, go get it elsewhere. That's how I feel. Probably need to practice that a little more than I'm preaching, but but yeah.
But well, if that date goes well, or if that
if
date does happen, cool. If not, I'm sure there's girls lining up.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, so if you did miss the interviews, you can check it out on lvsportsnetwork.com. Once again, the Whites, they do have their season opener tomorrow, I believe against Austin.
Austin Bold, right? Is that their
yeah,
name?
Sometimes these team names, they're...
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like ours, though.
Wait,
I like
what
the
is
Lights.
A bold?
Right? Well, okay, see, to me, it's an adjective, so you're already... It's weird to me when things are like adjectives or verbs sometimes, like the Minnesota Wild. Those names always weirded me out.
Yeah, how do you be a Wild?
Hey, right, yeah. I mean, I think Miami Heat works for some reason. But yeah, a lot of those, the singular, like, you know, or the verb, it's just weird to me. Bold is kind of weird to me. It's interesting.
Yeah, so...
What time's the game?
7:30 at Cashman Field.
Nice.
I'm excited because tomorrow's the game where they made that bet on Tuesday. I did...
Yes.
Air that interview where they said if they lose, I mean, everyone gets to watch they're doing the honoring Golden Knights tonight, that game. They're giving free tickets to that. If they lose tomorrow, and I don't like to think negatively or talk negatively, so I'm not going to say, like, you know, so
yeah.
I'm just going to say hopefully they get the W, right?
There you go.
Yeah, and then... also, because off the air, you're asking me my plans for the weekend. So tomorrow I'm doing the games. And then typically, you know, I normally I'm off Sunday, Mondays. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking about going to the beach on Sunday since this Vegas weather has been pretty bizarre lately.
That is a good word to describe it.
Right? Yeah. It's like calm down. It
or
started
make up
raining.
Your mind.
Yeah, it was raining again today. And I don't know if I like it anymore. Like, I'm about to break up with Las Vegas.
Stick it out. It'll be 4,000 degrees in a couple of weeks.
I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So if LA weather's nicer, then I may be there for a day or two. And I do have some interviews coming up. Vasily Lomachenko.
Nice.
So that will be up. I'll be doing that interview on Monday. So then that should be up on Tuesday during my show. And yeah, just trying to get things set up all the time. You know, mind spinning a million miles per hour. And, you know, when like earlier in the show, when I was talking about the Polly thing, and shout out to Polly, I think he's awesome. He's always been very good to me. But, you know, when you see other people, they're like, oh, well, he said on my show, or this person said on my show that, you know, this may never happen or that may never happen. But it's like, yeah, sometimes, you know, we'll see, right? I mean, I can't say much, but
to me, that's the key, is if someone's not like willing so quickly to just reveal their sources all willy-nilly, then that to me, A, means that they're probably reputable sources, right? And then that person, you in this case, has some integrity. I mean, you can't just give it all away, right?
Oh, yeah.
No one would want to come to you with the info.
Exactly. And being trusted is one of, if not the best feeling in the world, you know, trusted and respected.
Hard to come by.
Yes. And, oh, it's almost Pi Day.
There's a Pi Day? Is it National
March
Pi Day?
March 14th. 3.14159263.
Oh, that Pi Day.
Yeah, but it's also Pizza Pie Day.
I just envisioned pizza because it's you. So, you know, you and pizza are pretty much synonymous. So I just assumed it was pizza pie.
It is also Pizza Pie, but it's also that Pie Day.
But 3.14, whatever it is.
Yeah, so Helen Yee Pizza, I mean, it's at Naked City if you guys haven't tried it. It tastes really good with French fries.
I have not, but I've seen it, so I have to check that out sometime.
Yeah, it tastes really good. It's like two meals in one.
I'm a very picky eater, but I actually will tell you that fries and pizza, generally speaking, to me, do go together kind of well. So.
Oh, they do. So Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm not mad at that. I have to go check it out.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of flack for that. Well, less flack lately than before, but just on, pies. But yeah, so Sean Porter, I'm trying to figure out right now, was he able to cut those 2 pounds? Wow, yes. It looks like he had to cut his hair and wear nothing to get down to 146.8. Wow. He had to cut his hair. How much hair did he have? But okay, he made weight. He fights tomorrow. So and UFC Wichita tomorrow. Derek Lewis, JDS. Tweet me at Helen Yee Sports, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday.